happens if you take that thing off? They come after you and kill you?
No, you just can't ever put it back on again.
The Mandalorian actress and former mixed martial artist Gina Carano is no longer with Lucasfilm. It comes after she shared controversial statements on her Instagram stories, including one that likened today's political differences to the treatment of Jews in Nazi Germany. Lucasfilm put out a statement saying her social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable. Carano came under fire for other posts on social media. Back in November, she mocked pronoun usage by using made-up pronouns on her Twitter bio, which Star Wars fans called out as transphobic. Earlier, we talked about Carano's firing with film and TV critic Christian Toto.
Be careful what you post on social media, that's for sure. You know, I think one of the frustrating things about this whole episode is that the rules don't seem consistent. There are some actors who say some pretty rough stuff on social media, and they seem to not pay too much as far as repercussions. And it seems like the spotlight has been on this particular actress for quite some time. There's a segment of the Twitter universe that wants her gone, and they got what they wanted now. I think one of the things that we all should do is really read her posts, because I think sometimes when the reporting on them happens, it may not be as accurate, or maybe there's something misconstrued. So is she the kind of person who is very kind of quiet and docile and doesn't kind of rock the boat? Of course not. But I do think that we should all read what she says and also think, is it worth losing your job without an overt incitement to violence or something that's really profoundly wrong? And it's up to the listeners to figure if what she's written and tweeted rises to that level.
Well, here's one thing she posted, Christian, that I think may be getting the most attention. She wrote, "Jews were beaten in the streets not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children." She writes, "Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to that point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews." And then she writes, "How is that any different from hating someone for their political views?"
Hey, listen, anytime you mention Nazi Germany's or Hitler, I think you've gone too far. I don't think it's ever a good rhetorical device in any way. But a couple of things. We've had actually 4 years of a lot of celebrities comparing the president to Adolf Hitler. And also one of her main co-star, Pedro Pascal, who plays the Mandalorian himself, has done a little bit of this as well. He had a tweet out making kind of a clumsy Nazi comparison. So it really does suggest that there's other things afoot here. Maybe she was on borrowed time. Who knows? I really just recommend that people read what she has to say. And I just sometimes in the rush of our media cycle, sometimes things get lost in the translation.
That is Christian Toto of HollywoodInToto.com on Skype. You can read more about Gina Carano's firing from The Mandalorian at WTOP.com. Just search Star Wars.